Twice in my life, I have crossed the borderline. That is, the German-Danish border, up by the Kongeøen River. The first time was to avoid being sent to war, and the second time was today, to participate in the mass demonstration here in Arbenra. I wish my father could be standing here with me. He would have been thrilled to know that southern Jutland could become Danish again. He wasn't a man who spoke much, but still, I loved being with him. One of the best things was when we chopped wood together for the winter. We didn't really talk, we just hung in there and worked hard. And when we were finally done, he would always pat me on the shoulder and say he was proud of me, and that now he could use a beer and a cigar. Just once, it was before he was sent to war for the Germans, he let me smoke with him. That was the first, and definitely the last time, I did that. He just laughed. That rarely happened, but he had a wonderful laugh. Like a cheerful thunder. Even though it was 2 years ago, I clearly remember the day the mail arrived. We didn't even need to open the envelope to know what was in the letter. The postman's face said it all. That's why I crossed the border, so my mother wouldn't get another letter. But does that make me a coward? Sometimes I feel that way, that I should have stayed and fought. But at the same time, I also think, why should I fight someone else's war? I'm Danish, not German. That's why I crossed the border for the second time and I'm standing here today. To fight our war for a Danish South Jutland.
And then it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to the Narrative Footsteps. Explore the park, find the footprints, and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood. Walk where they walked. Listen. And see the past come to life.